Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Alpaca Smith is really bad. Like, there's nothing good about Alpaca Smith. You're never getting that off of you.
The crazy thing is, that's what I need to happen when I go see the alpaca.
Yeah, they'll love that.
I needed to keep that same energy.
Nah, we gotta lay cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time you get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Cool number one.
Yo, it sounds like you just adjusted your false teeth.
That's fucked up, man. Come on, tooth hurt.
That's not the crazy.
All right, let's get it.
Yo. Welcome to Forget That Yo Radio episode 191. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. Two Twitters at a Time, so you know which tweet it is, a.k.a. The Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. Liddy Hernandez, a.k.a. Liddy Rodriguez, a.k.a. The Brown Skin Prince Hakeem with no semi solo ho, a.k.a. The Alpaca Whisperer. AKA One Chain, but it's really from the streets of Turkey, and we own the night.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Stone. Crip up or grip up, AKA Stone El Terrible, AKA your girl top me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off. AKA A Boo Boo, you looking at a bad nigga. AKA throw two at me, I throw four back. AKA Dirty Sanchez. AKA Filthy Rodriguez. AKA Nighthawk.
What the fuck?
Don't even ask, nigga. AKA, you don't fuck with me like that, and I don't fuck with you right back, man. Let's get it.
Ooh, wee. Yo, I should have said One Chain, not from the middle of the mall like y'all's.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yo, we got voicemail from BTG tonight.
Word.
We got this or that's tonight.
Word.
We got a Valentine's Poem from Aunt Della Reed tonight.
Valentine, come on, man. Don't hurt nobody's heart, man.
Oh, already, man. This is a good one.
They already feel bad. They low. If you think you're lonely now.
Oh, I should have played that in the intro. See? You playing, man.
Well, no.
Dang, I want to start. Oh, I could put it in.
Yeah.
But it won't work. Because I didn't, like, set it up. Oh, man. But, hey, this is the Valentine's edition. Even though you're going to hear it after Valentine's, just know it was recorded.
Recorded on Valentine's.
Yeah, with the hearts and the roses and chocolates was still on your counter.
Hey, or the lack of.
Ooh, the lack of.
Depending on your situation, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, but nowadays they going to get their own Valentine's meals.
Yo, man, somebody sent me a post, man, that their Valentine's dinner was some hot dogs, some tater tots, and the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, man. That was their Valentine's Day.
Dang, some tater tots.
Yeah, man. They look good, though. They look hella good, though.
Wait, did they make their own tater tots?
I think they was the bake out the bag, Jones.
Because I think the only way tater tots is good is if you get them from Sonic.
Yo, Hell, yo, Sonic got the fire. I have never had anything from Sonic but the tater tots. Like the fries or the onion rings. I know. Just give me the tater tots, man.
Just give me the tater tots. I thought you was about to say you didn't have no cherry lime aids or nothing, just tater tots.
No. Hell, yeah, I get the cherry lime aids, man. That Sonic burger number two, nigga. It's a lot of meat, but it's good. It's good.
Wait, is the number two the one with the sourdough bread?
No, that's a double patty. The double patty burger. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that bread.
Yeah, that sourdough. Yeah.
But speaking of bread, man, I changed up my eating habits. I've been doing good now for 3 days.
You off them carbs?
Yep.
Okay, that's what's up.
I had a couple of carbs, though, in my protein shake. I know it's some carbs in that. And I had what you call that thing? I had a roll, two rolls the other day. But I'm like, when I eat, I don't get full at all. Like, you don't even feel like I ate. That's how light I'm eating.
Oh, so like, are you eating a lot, though? Like, is it portion sizes?
No, it's just like, I like what I eat today. Today I had, oatmeal got carbs in it. But yeah. I eat all the carbs early, like before 6 o'clock. So
in the morning?
No, 6 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So I had one cup of oatmeal, and a boiled egg this morning, and a green juice.
That's all the gas.
And, for lunch, I had some baked chicken.
See, you got the walking farts.
I had some baked chicken and a banana.
Okay.
And
okay.
For dinner, I had two slices of bacon and a couple of eggs.
Yeah, you eating dinner for breakfast? I mean, breakfast or dinner?
It was the only thing I could find with no carbs.
Okay. Let me see what I had today. I had the Waffle House. I had a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich. I had a hash browns with tomatoes, onions, ham, cheese, and chili on them. Yeah, I ate half my wife's waffle.
Oh.
for lunch, I had some leftover Chinese food, rice.
Oh, dang!
I had two banana puddings, a half a cake.
Half a cake. I'm gonna be on the couch with my shirt off. You're gonna be holding a pillow over you tomorrow.
Yeah, yo, no, I'm gonna be old 600-pound life, nigga.
Dang, we gonna change the name of the show. It's called Big Pun Before and After.
I've been on basically, it's been no carbs, man. Like, I stopped by the Winn-Dixie one day, man, and they got this oven bag full of vegetables, and you can put some meat in there and shit. So I've been getting the fish and the shrimp and shit, man, and been eating that. Like, it's hella vegetables, dog.
But wait a minute. When did you start this? Today?
No, I've been doing it.
He lied! How long?
Shit, for a while, man.
No carbs for a while?
Never, ever said nothing about them.
No, I still squeeze them in every now and again.
So all that food you was posting was like old pictures in your phone then?
What food I was posting?
Man, you was posting like crazy meals. Now you don't remember none of that, huh?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you talking about that barbecue and all that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, that was a while ago.
Fucking lied!
Okay, 3 days, okay.
Yeah, that's about 15 minutes ago, you know. Shit, it's a process, man.
Yo, I was wearing this little light jacket I be wearing to work. And I can't even zip it up no more. I was like, see? It's over.
Yeah, it's time to start over, man. Like, damn, I can't zip this motherfucker up.
Oh, damn. I can't zip the jacket. Yo, I used to zip the jacket up. It was mad baggy. Now I can't even zip the jacket up, dog. I'm going, now I got to go extreme. I can't, yeah, like, ain't no cheat days.
Yeah, now it's overtime, son, for real.
I can't be out there looking at the old dude sweating at the functions, family functions.
Yo, just sit. Matter of fact, I was just watching 600 Pound Life, right? Mm-hmm. So this is before he had made the decision to change his life, right? So this dude, like, he over six and he missing a leg, yo.
Dang.
So he barely come out the house. This time he come out the house to go shopping with his mom or whatever. Yo, sweating profusely, my dude. Walking around the grocery store, like, it's killing him, right? So then he's sitting at the house. Everybody talking about we don't get to see him that much. So when we do get to see him, we give him everything he want, right? So he's sitting there, man. He got two hamburgers, two hot dogs, and a separate plate of side dishes.
Come on, man.
Yeah, man. Banging it out, dog.
That's crazy. Two separate plate side dishes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's why you're over 600 pounds, bro. You should have been making some changes, man.
See, man, I ain't. Nah, man. I'm telling y'all. Oh. Speaking of people, all right, remember I told you we hired three dudes to come help, like, clear the place out? First dude, he worked one day, never seen him again. Second dude, no, the next two dudes came in the next day. One dude just strolled in, like, yeah, we supposed to be there at 7. He strolled in about 8:16. Talking about, hey, what up? He didn't even come on the weekends either. OT. Well, he wasn't OT for him because they had missed like Monday and Tuesday. But didn't come in the weekends when they needed him. Then yesterday, they both came in. Today, neither one of them came.
Man.
I'm like, yo. People just, I don't know. Like, people, a lot of people don't be successful. It's their own fault.
Yeah, easy money, man.
Easy money. All you doing is count, and they was complaining about that.
Yeah, that's it. Like, when I started my job, I started with two other dudes, man. I'm the only one still there.
Yo, it's crazy how people just jump. And yo, this dude, the black dude, he had a baby. He had a girlfriend. Neither one of them got a car. I'm like, y'all are already starting out wrong. One of y'all got to be right. How both y'all can't be jacked up.
Yo, you need a job, my G.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
So he trying to find rides to work. Then he on the phone hollering at a side chick. I'm like, dog, you ain't got time for side chicks. You ain't got no money, no car, a baby at home. We had pizza. He took all the leftover pizza home. Like,
oh, they were about to eat like kings.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you doing too much. Then he talking about, he got, oh, I got this other chick. And he ain't a young, he 28.
Come on, son. You got, come on, man. When do you stop that? When do you stop that foolishness, man?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got bigger things to worry about right now.
Hell yeah.
Then they watching movies on their phones. Like, at least have some earbuds in. No, they got the volume up.
Okay. But let's think about this, right? If they got hired for that job when it was closing,
mm-hmm.
they didn't really have a job anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they was already doing nothing. Why should we expect them to do something here? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the way it works out, man.
And then it's, you could, all right. But they just giving out OT now because they're trying to get it done.
Yeah.
These dudes complaining about, oh, man, I don't think I can make it on a Saturday.
Yo, I hate cats that do that shit, man. Don't complain about not having no money,
mm-hmm.
and then complain about when they want you to work extra.
Yeah,
I never understood that, man.
And they both got terminated today.
Of course they did.
I'm like, yo, and then you know what they're gonna do? They're gonna blame the job.
Yeah, oh, they was up there tripping.
Yeah.
No. Nigga, it was you. You tripping.
Yo, I was just amazed, man.
That's how it be, man.
And then another dude came from California to, because the stuff's going to them. So they was down here helping. He was talking about, man, my son, he was complaining about some easy job he had. I'm like, man, I think everybody to go to the military for at least 2 years.
Yeah, so, yo, that's what they do in Korea, man.
They need
everybody got to be in the military for 2 years, and you can continue it if you want to, or you can go do something else, man. But you got to do it.
Cause I'm like, that shows you ain't really much out here except like if you're doing construction or railroading.
Yeah.
Like I've been so many places where people complain and they sitting in a cubicle. I'm like, dog, in the military, yo, you work at 18. We had to work 18-hour shifts for like 3 weeks straight, no days.
Hell off. Yeah.
And you can't walk out.
Hell nah, man. For real, dog. Working hard, so earning every bit of that check.
It's amazing, man.
Yo, cash is spoiled, man. Like, for real, dog. Like, yo, you think you gotta make an extra cover page for your report. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, they tripping. Nah, nigga. Sleep in the field for a month. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, nigga, talk about some real problems, man.
Yo, I was shocked. Like, and I never, like, the whole time I've been here, I've never even took a day off. And these cats missed 2 days, and they was only hired. They was only there for 4, and they already missed 2.
Man, dog, you know how much it hurt me the day I got sick and couldn't go to work? I was like, man, because I was trying to make it the whole year without missing a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I was coming out of top and bottom, bro. I had to go ahead and set it down. I was pissed, man. I was like, damn, I ain't want to miss no motherfucking work, man. Cats ain't built like that no more.
Nope. They get a cough and they taking days off.
Man, let a goddamn Jeezy concert come up. I ain't going to work, son.
Like, what's more important to get extra money for? And, they sitting down in a chair. We sitting down counting.
What?
Yeah, I ain't even standing up. Come on, man.
Yo, that's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it's wild, man. I was like, all right, y'all gone now.
Yep. Now you really got to find something to do.
Yeah. Really got problems now.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I know it's Friday. I know everybody, you know, in a good mood. So I ain't trying to be a spoiler. But I'm sitting here watching the news just now, and This just ain't sit well with me, man. You know, the little dude that killed the people, man, down in Broward County, the whole Parkland High School shooting. I'm trying to figure out something. How right now, I'm talking about me, myself, the police can get behind me right now and my license suspended, and I get out of my car and take off running, and he catch me. If he catch me, I'm guaranteeing you my mugshot, it's going to be some goddamn knots on my head. It's going to be some blood on my shirt. My clothes going to be dirty. And that's just for looting the officer. How in the hell you take somebody to jail for killing 17 people and his mugshot look like he ain't even left out the goddamn house? That's what I'm trying to figure out. How he ain't got no knots and nothing on his motherfucking head?
Oh, man. Let me give another shout out to Big B, man.
Big B.
Yo, for the In Deep show, dog. Yo, gave me a little extra with it. You know what I'm saying? For the private stash. I appreciate that. Yo, came in a velvet bag, man.
Ooh, that velvet. Crushed velvet.
Palmetto whiskey. It's the whiskey of the Capitals, actually.
Of the Capitals?
I guess the hockey team in D.C.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That shit is good, too, man. But, yo, gotta talk about his rap game, B.
Uh-oh, what up?
Yo, so official, son. Yo, after we talking about it, I'm like, man, watch this be some bullshit, right? Yo, so it come in the box. Of course, the box is messed up because the people don't care about your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I opened the box, man. It got like a plastic layer over it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, we starting off good, right? Pull the layer off. Yo, it had to be at least 5 Washington Post inbox.
Dang.
Newspaper.
Them joints thick.
Yeah, newspapers crumbled up. It had to be at least 5 of them. So I'm pulling all this paper out. It's on the bottles is sitting in the middle. It's paper on the bottom and the top, yo. Get through all that. Get the bottle. It's wrapped in bubble wrap, B.
Dang.
And taped up.
Okay.
I was like, yo, Big B ain't playing, son. Hell yeah. I'm like, yo, dude, I would never rap anything like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'd have never did it, man. But yo, that shit was official.
Man, you would have put your joint in a brown paper bag.
And right. Mailed it like that. Just and put a stamp on the bag.
Hey, get this there.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, go ahead and take this.
Dang.
Hey, that shit was good, man. Again, man, I appreciate that, bro.
Big B, when we come out with the alpaca loose juice, once we make it, you know what I'm saying?
The alpaca's loose juice. That sound right.
I gotta think of a name for it, though. But, you know, that's just the...
That shit sound like some diarrhea medicine.
It's made with 50% prunes.
Yeah.
We had squeezed ourselves.
You know what I'm saying? You have to drink that on the toilet, B. Like, it's coming out hard.
Oh, man. Yo, shout out to Big B and the End Deep Show.
Queenine and Doc.
Yeah. That we had some white kids shooting up another school.
All right. Before we get into this, man, somebody gonna have to do the official numbers. All right. Y'all just can't keep posting shit about school shootings or mass shootings and not checking the numbers, dog.
Oh, you talking about how many schools been shot up this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've seen one that said 13, and then I seen another one that said 29.
Dang, let me add to that. I just seen another one. Dude said 87.
Come on, son. Yo, we ain't even... We were 45 days into the new year? Yo, that's like 2 days. Yo, come on, man.
Yeah, they wild. I just seen that before we got on. I was just scrolling, and everybody had different numbers.
I'm like, yo, check the numbers. We need an official count, man.
Yo, they said my man walked up into school with an AR-15.
What?
Nicholas Cruz, 19-year-old. He was expelled from the school, and he came back. He began shooting. He went on a shooting rampage outside Majority Stoneman Douglas High School in the suburban neighborhood. And like they said, kids was going crazy. Like, of course they would.
Yeah.
They said 17 dead and it could rise.
Damn, son. What did they say what he got expelled for?
Nah, I didn't see that.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't a come back and shoot up a fence, though.
Oh, my man slipped out the building by mixing with the crowds of students.
Whoa.
So my man dropped the weapons. It was like running like he was scared.
Yo, like, ain't nobody know who was shooting?
I guess not. I guess he was too busy running.
Yo, because I feel like if you shoot up in school and then you mix in the crowd, you about to get fucked up.
Oh, he wore a gas mask and had smoke grenades.
Oh, okay. So then he just dumped everything and ran out with everybody.
Yeah.
Hey.
And that's kind of smart.
Hey, yo, he's a terrorist, B.
Yeah.
Like, yo, like, straight up, yo, he playing that out for real.
They saying he was obsessed with a girl at the school to the point of stalking her.
Of course he did.
But how'd he get caught, though, if you mix with the students?
Yeah, that is a good question.
So, and the man, newsflash, man, everybody's talking about they need to change... They're never going to change the laws. They're getting paid to keep these same laws.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, we've had so many school shootings. We've had so many mass shootings. And they ain't changed nothing. They don't even talk about it, yo.
You know what's more important than kids dying or people dying in mass shootings?
Having guns?
No, money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all care about.
Yeah, like, yo, it ain't my kids. Yep. I'm getting this bread, and it ain't happening to my kids. I don't care. That's how they think, man.
Did you see the lady that was talking about the oil when she was up on the podium naming the names? And she was like, how are these people going to vote on this oil issue when such and such is getting much money from such and such? Man, they grabbed her off that stage so quick.
Yo, security. Snatch off. Yo, like, and that's what it, the fact that we have lobbyists, yo, mm-hmm. their job is to pay these people off, right? And they're getting money from both sides. So it's you're going to give me money. Whoever pays me more, that's which way I'm going to go. And that's and that's our government in a nutshell, dog.
Ain't that crazy?
Hell yeah, yo, like, yo, you getting paid. People are paying them off to have them vote a certain way, dog. They're nobody's worried about the people, dog. They don't care about us. They care about their pockets, man.
And people will get online and argue all day for their side.
Man, yo, they argue about the dumbest shit mm-hmm. and believe the dumbest shit. I just watched this shit, man. Sean Hannity and what's the kid named Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. They was talking about the President Obama's portrait, right?
Yeah.
They said, are you ready for this, bro? Like, for real. They said the painting's covered in sperm.
What?
The artist snuck in sperm.
No, he didn't.
Like little sperm forms all over the picture.
Who said that? Fox News?
Yes, Sean Hannity and one of them right wing nut jobs, Alex Jones or some shit like that.
Why would they say that?
Because they're fucking stupid, bro. and people, you know, it's these nut jobs that believe that shit.
Yep.
I was like, yo, why would you report that? Why would you believe that?
Oh, they probably go home every night just laughing like, yo, this is the easiest money.
I can't believe they're buying this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I can't believe they're going for it, man.
Yo, the best one to me is Trump. This dude, when he get called out on something he said that was false, he go, well, that's what somebody told me. And then move on.
And then move right on, yo. They care nothing about it, yo.
Nobody care.
Yo, the only person better than him, son, is that chick that they always got speaking for him.
Oh, the one like a madman.
Yeah. Yo. For real. I'm not gonna lie to you, dude. Like a mad, angry dude, son. But yo, she's good with it, man. Like, they be everything they ask her about some fucked up shit that Trump done did, she throw it on the Democrats somehow. Like, I'm like, yo, like, how did she do that? Like, yo, she's good, man.
Oh man, I see this one form where there's some dude was like, see, Obama couldn't do this when he was in office. Look what Trump doing already. Somebody came in there and said, Obama, the one who put this in action like 4 years ago.
You'll say that's Obama's plan. Like, and it's funny how they trying to raise the budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Obama wanted to do it, that was the worst shit in the world. Now the Republicans is all for that shit. So I'm like, yo. And it's like, oh, the Democrats don't want to do this. Yo, you got the Republicans are the majority in the House and Senate. So how is it the Democrats' fault? You see, like, yo, y'all got all the votes, bro. Like, how is it they fault?
Oh, that's what it was. It was the veterans. Something with the veterans. And I was like, man, let me go look this up, see who's telling the truth. Man, I looked that up. It was like Obama put this in, and you know, like, it got sometimes I got to wait a few years to go through. It was one of them joints. I was dying laughing.
That should be crazy, man.
Man, I want to give a shout out to Brit. Hey, Brit. She commented on the Forget That Yo Instagram page about the Justin Timberlake album.
Yeah.
And she said, that album ain't that bad. And she was like, how many times did I listen to it? I was like, I could listen to it 1,000 times. It's still trash.
Yeah.
She was adamant, though, that that album ain't that bad. I don't see it. I said, you think it's good because you think he cute.
Yeah.
And she said, no. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Britt, you still fine, though. So we don't give you a pass. He took
Yep, we're going to give you a pass on that one. That just,
That Timberlake trash album.
That Timberlake trash, though. That man in the woods, he need to go back to the woods and just sit there.
You know what I'm saying? And then bury that album.
Bury it in the woods. Should we play this Baylor the Great voicemail now?
Oh yeah. Yeah, let's see what Ron got to say.
What Ron? I still can't remember the name I gave him.
Ron LaRon.
Yeah, Ron LaRon Taylor. That ain't hard, man. You gotta
you gotta be, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be a certain type of dude so to be Ron LaRon, man.
Uh oh. BTG, the title of his voicemail is Justin Timberlake.
Oh shit.
Please don't say you did.
And you better not agree with Brit Brit.
Yeah, I bet that had a West Coast connection going on. Here we go.
Forget that, yo. So look, every time I watch This Is Us, I cry. Sometimes I don't let my wife know. You know, if she like sitting up in bed, I go to the edge of the bed and sit there and start crying. And then if she asks me, I'll be like, nah, I'm sad. But, you know, everybody love Jack. Jack is that dude. Jack is who we love. You know what I'm saying? Jack is who he is. He turned down some of that job, who nanny? And that's who we want as a father figure. You know what I'm saying? Of course Bill Cosby was that dude back in the day, but we all know what he went down for. Uncle Phil. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, yeah, I cry all the goddamn time. Shit. I can't help it. Because I love Jack. I miss Jack. Anyhow, the halftime performance. I mean, it was okay because he had some okay jams. Other than that, I think the expectations was it didn't meet everybody's expectations. They thought Janet was gonna come back, pop back up with them titties out. And I don't know if we wanna see those titties, but no, she didn't pop back up. He ran through all his greatest songs in his catalog, and it was I'm gonna tell you how it did. It was people at the Super Bowl party that I was at anticipating the halftime performance because of all the speculations and shit. And once they figured it out, they went to go get something to eat. So nobody really watched it. Nobody really cared. I watched it. I didn't really care for it. I don't care. Not really much of a Justin Timberlake fan. Leading into his album, I'm hearing, 75% of black people still roll with Just, believe it or not. It's just that strong 25 Hotep side that don't really fuck with him. I'm part of the 1%. I don't give a shit about the little white boy. I really don't care. I don't. You know what I'm saying? I think he got talent. He got a couple of jams. That's cool. Never was a fan. His album, 7 cans of shark shit. But I will say Waves, oh, that's my shit right there. Like, I gotta tip my hat to Just on that one. That Waves track is definitely downloadable. I got it. I played it 50-11 times since I downloaded it. I listened to the album twice to try to figure out what the hell was going on, and I figured it out. This shit was trash. There's no way I can't, you know, it's not being biased against them or anything like that. It's just, no, it wasn't a good album. It was probably one of his worst albums in his catalog. Not one of the worst albums, period, because we can go down a list of rappers of color that put out some bullshit. But that's definitely his worst album in his catalog, and that's just our, you know, that's just from us, you know. We want too much from these goddamn people. Who knows? That could have been a personal album. You know, some niggas put out personal albums that mean a lot to them. They real roots. You know what I'm saying? We know for a long time Justin has been playing this, you know, I'm mixed in the inside and I'm white on the outside. Look, we already know that. So, you know, leave a little white boy alone. I don't really fuck with him, but, you know, they got talent. He's a great actor. I give him that. He's a great actor. He was definitely Drake before Drake. Forget that, yo.
He said Waves. Let me see. I'm going to pull up my list and see if we liked Waves.
Cans of shark shit.
7 cans. Wave. Oh, man. On Waves, I just put no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, BT.
T Jizzle. Yo, if y'all want to hear an episode of This Is Us, just go listen to Bailey the Great for President or BTG for President. And the one he talked about his parents.
Yo, I'm still on that one, man.
Oh man. You ain't heard it all?
I feel the tears coming. They gotta cut it off. Oh,
I'm telling you, dog. I was in that joint. Man, why your nose gotta be all snotty when you about to cry?
Oh, hey.
When you're crying.
That's the beginning stages, man.
Man, he had me in that joint.
Fucked up, yo.
All messed up. People looking at me. Man, I don't know why I listened to that at work. I knew I shouldn't have did it.
Yeah, man.
I can't get off this voicemail for some reason.
Turn it off.
Apple gotta chill.
Shout out to Ron, though, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, man. BT Jizzle. I got to send him a Po-Am, too.
Yeah. Oh, man. Shout out to Lidster, man.
What she do there?
Yo, she's just like a young Vita Guerrera to me, man. Vita Guerra. Yo, Vita Guerra, man. You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, no Vita Guerra, man.
What is it?
Vita Guerrera.
I don't believe that.
That man said Guerra.
Hey man, you call it what you want. I call it what I want. Yo, well, that's what she looked like to me, man. I'm like, yo, I like her face.
Really? I like her face. That's what we doing today.
I'm sorry.
We just like people's faces.
Yo, it's Instagram. That's all you get to see most of the time. You know what I mean?
Yo, I work with this Indian dude, man. He bad. No, he's from Ghana. What are they? Guyanese.
Yeah.
Yo, he was talking about this old story about this. Was she underage?
Whoa.
But I think he was. Oh no, they both was young, but she was mad young. So he was talking about, you know how when the pretty girl at work, all the dudes try to be around her.
Yeah.
So, he was telling this story about how she hurt her head, and she was like, ah. He was like, ooh, let me see that. He was like, do you want me to kiss it for you? I'm like, yo, we need to put you on the Me Too, cuz.
Yeah, man, you was very harassy.
Yeah, you was mad creepy. And he said when she used to get off work, and they had cameras on the outside, and he was manning the cameras, and her boyfriend be smashing in the parking lot, and for some reason they parked right by the camera, and he said he used to be watching.
Pervert.
And then I was like, man, you should have asked for your chance. He was like, I was trying to think of ways to do it, but it wasn't sounding right every time I tried it.
Yeah, because you shouldn't have been doing it.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, I'm about to record this and take you to the YouTube office.
Send it to somebody, man.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of the harassment, we got another candidate.
Uh-oh.
Yo, Scott Baio, son.
Who's Scott Baio?
You don't know who Scott Baio, Charles in Charge?
I ain't watched that show. Man, the name of it's Charles in Charge. Well, I'm going to watch that.
Man, everybody knows who Scott Baio is.
Let me see. B-A-I-O?
Yeah.
Scott Baio. Let me see. Nope. Don't look like an Italian mobster to me.
Well, Scott Baio's America's sweetheart, man.
Okay.
And he has been accused by two people from the cast of Charles in Charge.
Oh.
Alexander Polinsky. He was a little boy on the show. And
whoa, the little boy.
Yeah.
Dang.
And one of the girls, Nicole Eggert.
Dang, Nicole. And what'd they say he did?
Okay, so The little boy say, Baio began verbally harassing me on the set of their sitcom when he was about 11 or 12 years old.
Mm.
He said Baio would direct homophobic slurs at him. And on one occasion, he was thrown to the floor by Baio when he went to sit on his lap.
Why you gonna try to sit on his lap?
Exactly, B. Wait a minute.
I would have thrown you on the floor too.
Like, you can't put that one in there.
For real, yo. That kind of throws a little water on your fire, B. You know what I'm saying? So you say, Scott Baio began a pattern of abuse that was unrelenting. Mr. Baio repeatedly told me about homosexual sex acts that he told me I would grow up to perform. Makes sense. You're like, yo, that's what you're going to do. Polinsky's, he said, Scott told me of his sexual conquest with young girls and at the same time tried to convince me I was unlovable and defective.
Dang. Yo, how you trying to convince somebody that they defective, though?
I don't know. I really don't know, man. He's a, Baio once pulled down Polinsky's pants, he claims, in front of 100 cast and crew members on the set of Charles in Charge. We just now hearing about this?
Yeah, what the other 100 people doing? They ain't want to get fired?
If you was 11 or 12, and he pulled your pants down on a set full of 100 people, and this was from 87 to 90. We just now hearing about this?
That's crazy.
Come on, son.
You know what I would have, if I was Scott Baio, I would have came out and said, he told y'all, he was sex harassing me. He tried to sit on my lap.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, and he's like, in a separate incident, Baio cut a hole in the wall of his dressing room and exposed his genitals to him.
This dude going too far. I'm about to stick it right through here.
You know what I'm saying? Glory hole. And okay, what the girl say? She said, during an appearance she was on a Megyn Kelly Today that Baio began a sexual relationship with her when she was a minor. And he said Baio has denied Eggert's claim.
Baio heated. He said, I've tried my best to let the proper authorities handle this matter. It now seems they want a horse and pony show.
Yep, I'm hurt and angry. I will not let this continue unchallenged. This story is just beginning to be told. Scott Baio not going for the bullshit.
Yo, Scott Baio's hairdo right now is not helping him.
Yeah, no, it's very harassy.
Yeah, he need to cut that off.
Yeah, man, like go back to the Charles in Charge look.
Yo, getting old is mad trash.
What?
Man, look at how people age from what they used to be. I can't take it.
Yo, man. Yeah. It get some people out here aging like milk, nigga, and not like wine, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna cry every day I look in the mirror. I gotta reverse this.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, let me get some of that Benjamin Buttons, B.
Yeah, I need all that. Dang, yes. Charles in Charge. But the what's the name is telling y'all the what's it called? The theme song?
Yeah.
I want Charles in charge of me. He was just taking charge. What you think?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. It seemed like, yo, man, Scott Baio been in the news for a long time. Why now, bro?
What was he in the news for? What other stuff was he in the news for?
Just being Scott Baio. Like, he had a reality show for a little while, and Scott Baio was always at the Playboy Mansion.
That's against him.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, of course.
He seemed like me mad rapey.
Oh, hey, man. I don't know, bruh.
He said, I don't know, bruh. Dang, Baios. Yo, I'm mad at people talking about, I hate when they bring up these allegations and they be like, look, they're ruining careers, they losing everything. No, they not. Like, they say somebody say they did it and they just lose everything. I'm like, dude, if they was doing it like that, man, you know how many people be getting sued? I was like, they're doing an investigation first.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, well, okay, yeah. Like, okay, once the allegations come out, we're at a disadvantage because they've been investigating this. It's not just, it just happened today and then the next day, except with Matt Lauer. Like, that was, he got them accusations and the next day he was done, you know what I'm saying? But with other cats, man, like, they do an investigation into it. They have four or five people that came through, but we just get it late and was like, oh man, this is some bullshit. How come they all coming out at the same time? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, rapey.
Yeah.
Takey.
But we're the ones that do that. The people, once we hear it, then it's like, oh man, fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even do no research. You know what I'm saying? You just heard some allegations. It's like, fuck him.
Except Michael Jackson and R. Kelly.
Yeah, oh yeah, they rode to the death of R. Kelly, and he actually did that shit.
R. Kelly on tape, and y'all still filling up the concert.
Yo, he did that shit. Hey man, the music's undeniable, bro.
Rapey.
Come on, Bibble.
Did you hear about my man time traveling?
Where did I hear that at?
Let me look this up, because this is interesting.
Like he's from like 2030 or something, right? Yep. Yeah. Where did I hear that? I heard that somewhere.
Yo, my man took a lie detector test and passed.
Yeah, and passed it, yeah.
He said Trump gonna get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
He better be right, because I'm about to put money on that now.
Hell nah.
Time traveling guy Noah from year 2030 where his passed the lie detector test.
What else did he say was going to happen?
Let me see. Phones will be a little bit faster and swiping will be easier. That's easy.
I could have told you that. You said, come on, man. Give me something else.
Let me see. Future university. Shirt. Does everyone in the future wear a University of Minnesota? Why is he wearing a University of Minnesota shirt?
Like, yo, man, bring a shirt from the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me the next 12 Super Bowls, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. You could really help me out here.
He says he uses a bunch of electricity around him, or if I'm in a place where I'm supposed to time travel, usually I'm in this giant underground where like electricity generates and then the technology, my body to fire up, and then I just time travel. Kind of sounds like Quantum Leap.
Yeah, a little bit.
So when he gonna leave?
He just leave.
And why is he covering his face?
What's that show, the movie, The Time Traveler's Wife?
I never seen that.
Yeah, it was some old crazy shit. Like, the dude never know when he was gonna go. But he had just disappeared and shit, and his wife had to deal with it.
Yo, what if this dude is for real? That's what's crazy.
I feel like he would have had a better shirt on.
Man, I feel like it's so much going on in this world. Like, can you really put it past? We just sent boosters to space and they came back and landed.
Yo, you never know. You know what I'm saying? Never. I mean, I time travel every day.
Like, we had stuff in the sky that stops on a dime and goes the other way. In the military, talking about it's a weather balloon and everybody blows it off.
I've seen weather balloons and they don't do that.
That mug split into like 20 pieces and came back as one. And yeah. Made like a direct right angle. Like,
yeah, man. I mean, y'all ain't showed me nothing at the air show doing that.
But let's say if it was time traveling, that would mess up everything.
Hell yeah.
Because you would change history.
Yeah.
Because he said, like, in the year 2030, we can all will be freely time traveling.
Yo, you know how bad that's going
to
be?
Yo, you could be talking to somebody at work and disappear because somebody went back and killed them or something.
Yo, everybody's going to be rich.
Yep.
Everybody's going to be... With the way we list everything, I can go on Google right now and get every winning team from anything. Mm-hmm. The point spread, I can get all of that. You think I'm not gonna go back and get this guap up?
Then it ain't gonna be worth nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Or go back and become cool with Bill Gates.
Yep.
You know, it's just like, hey man, take this $10 and do what you're gonna do. Now I got $500 million. You know what I'm saying? Just because I looked out for the dude, man. Come on, dog. It's going to fuck the world up.
Or you can just go back and strong arm Bill Gates and you take over his whole empire.
Hey, goddamn Google be forget that, yo.
You got the alpaca up there on the front page.
Hell yeah, man.
But then somebody will undercut us and change it. So yeah, like change it.
It's a never-ending cycle. You know what I'm saying? Like it's going to be all bad.
You're like, oh, you mother. I'm about to, I ain't got time to go back for that. I'm going to go back and do something else.
Hell yeah.
Dang. They had a Bigfoot sighting in Minneapolis.
That was just some dude.
Yep, just a man dressed up as Bigfoot.
He had on a fur coat.
Yo, he got a terrible Bigfoot costume, too. Yo, I would have shot him for that costume.
You know, he made that shit himself, so.
Yo, somebody should have shot him for real and be like, oh, I thought it was Bigfoot.
And yeah.
That's what he get.
That's what he get.
Running around in the woods with a retarded costume on.
When was this? Was February 1st, 2017. A New Jersey drug dealer gets caught with 83 bricks of heroin.
Dang.
And get 6 months of rehab.
Shut up. Would they let him keep the drugs too?
Yo, they probably should have, yo. An admitted drug dealer who was caught with about 4,150 doses of heroin worth $25,000 was sentenced to just 6 months of rehab and 5 years of probation. Mm. And can you guess the race?
Wait.
You got it, son.
I told y'all white is right.
You know what I'm saying? And this wasn't his first time.
Wow.
This was his like second or third time. Uh-huh. And after he got caught for this, they went to his house a month later and found some more shit. Like 40 wax folds of heroin and 1.5 pounds of marijuana.
Dang.
Prescription medications and scales and packaging material. Possession of over 50 grams of marijuana. Possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute. Possession of a word I'm not going to try to pronounce. And drug paraphernalia. All these is felonies. And he only got 6 months in rehab.
Who's his daddy?
Yo, his name is
Donald Trump.
Gary Fox. He's probably with the Fox News.
Mm.
Yo, that's crazy, man. Because you got cat in jail for life for way less than that.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah, man. Yo, like he had to be supplying the courthouse or something, bro.
He said the judge is number one customer.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you lock me up, you ain't gonna be able to get this shit.
That's wild.
Oh man, her Steve Harvey's second ex-wife.
She came out with a book or something?
No, she was actually suing him.
What do?
The divorce hurt her soul.
Shut up.
Yes.
When was his divorce?
Shit, I don't even remember, man.
Mad long ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Just guess how much she was sold it for.
How much money?
Yeah.
$50,000.
Nigga, please.
$50 million?
$60 million.
Yeah, shut up.
$60 million. Cause the divorce hurt her so.
Man, if I was a judge, I would have just slammed the door and went back in my chamber.
Yo, they threw that shit out. They threw it out.
Yep, he slammed the door and went back in.
You know what I'm saying? He slammed his sandwich on the side. He put his sandwich with a gavel gum down and banged that shit.
Yo, I need to talk about this Obama painting.
Yeah, okay. With the one with the semen on it?
Yeah, why they got that man in the bushes?
Yo, I laughed way too hard at that post, man.
They got my man in the bushes. So 40 years from now, they gonna say he was the greatest
gardener. The White House gardener.
Yeah, the greatest White House guard. That's what they doing. Did you see all the other ones?
Yeah.
All the other paintings, mad prestigious.
Yo, even Michelle's, man. That shit was.
Michelle looked like a teenage ghost.
Yo, why you put that man in the bushes, man?
Yo, he ain't mad in the bushes. Come on. And somebody said he got six fingers on one hand.
No, man.
I ain't even go back and count it. I didn't want to get mad.
I don't even want to look at it, son.
Yo, but don't it look... All right, all the other presidents are standing up inside the White House or somewhere. It looked like it's got to be the White House. They got my man in the bushes sitting down. You got to redo.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, that one needs to be for the crib.
Obama too nice.
You know what I'm saying? Not the White House, bro. Why do you got that man in the bush?
I don't understand it.
It's a nice painting, though. I like it. Just not for the White House.
I don't like it because then the flowers look mad crazy. How you sit down on flowers in the bushes? So now they calling him lazy. He was a lazy groundsman. Sit down on the job, man.
Yo, you going way deeper than this bitch.
Yo, what's the movie they made about the black dude who was, what was he, the butler or something?
Yeah, Lee Daniels.
Yeah.
No. Lee Daniels, the butler. Yeah,
the butler. We're going to get Obama, the gardener.
The gardener, yeah.
They're going to change history.
Yo.
And whoever he beat that year, who the president was.
Oh, yeah, John McCain.
Yeah, John McCain going to be the president. Y'all better stay woke.
Man.
Oh, and another thing I heard on the radio, and everybody was talking about is normal, was mothers and daughters sharing bras and panties.
Yo, what is that about, son?
Do black people do that too?
I'm going to say no.
Yo, that's mad creepy.
Yo, that's disgusting, man.
Yo, everybody who called in said they wives and daughters do it. All of them.
No. My wife and daughter ain't never did that.
Well, how never. You be like, ma, yo, the panties you had on the other day? How do they even know what each other? Well, I guess the mom washed the clothes. So it must be the mom initiating this.
No. Yo, I would say that. You know what I'm saying? Now, my daughter washed her own clothes. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's why they ain't crossing paths like that.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, that's I think it's worse because my mind goes to that they not clean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I know it's not like that. Like they just them drawers match my outfit, I guess. Like, yo, that bra matches my shirt. Can I borrow it? You know, but that's still weird.
Like, imagine a son borrowing his daddy's drawers. Somehow, oh, so you just got that 3-pack of Calvin's and didn't get me none?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, let me get a pair. Let me get a pair of
it. Somehow, I wore them all. Well, when you wash it.
You know what I'm saying? Don't worry, I'll turn them around.
I got a date tonight.
You know, said I'll turn them around. It's cool.
I got a hot date tonight. I think we're gonna take it there. So I wanted to see them Calvins.
I need them good. I need them good draws.
Oh my holy!
You know, see, I need them good draws, Pap.
Do friends share? Women friends share draws and panties?
Yo, I think it would be everything but that. Like, yo, you don't. There's a reason that you can't take your drawers back to the store after you wear them. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all shouldn't be sharing it. I don't give a washing machine don't get everything, man. Yo, like, don't do that.
Wait a minute, a washing machine don't get everything?
In my mind, it don't.
Oh, I was about to say, what study was this?
Hell nah.
Yo, the craziest story I didn't heard today. Sponsor an immigrant yourself.
What?
Oh, it says no, not really. No, okay. No, my bad. It says no, really. A new kind of visa will let individual Americans instead of corporations reap the economic benefits of migration. So this is new slaves.
Yeah, pretty much. Because you're going to have to work for this money. I got you over here. I can get you up out of here, too.
I seen a movie where they had this lady. No, it was American Crime, matter of fact. Where they had the lady in a room. They would not let her come out. She could only eat a little bit. And she couldn't, contact her people.
Damn.
Matter of fact, the dude who was working with us, he said he went to visit his brother. His brother lived in Dubai. And he said he was in the kitchen. And his brother work like make mad money, whatever. So he's in the kitchen, and he said a lady just came out of nowhere, and he's like, "Whoa, like what's going on?" And his brother came out, and he's like, "Oh, that's the maid. She's sleeping there." And he's like, "Yo, that look like a closet."
You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, this ain't right.
He said, "Man, I had to go up in there when she He said she get one day off a week."
Damn.
And he said he went in there, and it was like a little space with a TV in it, and a bed in a bathroom.
And she happy as hell.
Man, I seen a news story about Dubai where they get all the immigrants to come over that built the whole city. And they said when they got over there, they took their visas.
Yeah.
So they can't get back. So now they like trapped there, and they have to make money by being
doing this shit work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now they about to bring that over here, man. You'll have your own immigrant.
That's crazy. Yo, that's kind of like them exchange students and shit.
Yep.
Like, yo, you got to sponsor them, man. And you know it be going a little bad, dog. Like, something got to go wrong, man.
I'm surprised we ain't heard no stories about that.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it says like,
yo, maybe we have, man. That's human trafficking.
Oh, yeah. Offers rooms in her basement and meals and $5 an hour.
$5.
Dang.
Damn, son.
I'm about to,
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yo, you can get you an immigrant, man.
No, man. No.
Yo, what if you got one that could cook mad good, like a chef immigrant? Get your meals right. $5 an hour. Yeah. Get your meals right.
Nah, I gotta pay a little dude something more than that, man.
Little dude.
Oh, is it a dude chef?
Man, I'm getting an immigrant that's like Selma Hyatt.
I know, but now I'm gonna make her want to be butt naked while she cooking though.
Man, you married. You ain't gonna get that ain't gonna ride.
Hey man, you don't know my life. You don't know my
life. If you naked, that's OT.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you get all these monies, man.
Under this new system, all citizens would have the right to sponsor a migrant for economic purposes.
Yo, that just sounds like indentured servitude.
Here's how the program would work. Imagine a woman named Mary Turner who lives in Wheeling, West Virginia. She recently laid off from a chicken processing plant and makes ends meet by walking and taking care of her neighbor's pets. Mary could expand her little business by hiring some workers, but no one in the area would accept a wage she can afford. Mary goes online to a new kind of international gig economy website, a Fiverr for immigrants. Oh, this sounds crazy. And applies to sponsor a migrant. She enters information about what she needs, someone with rudimentary English skills, no criminal record, and an affection for animals. She offers a room in her basement, meals, and $5 an hour. Sponsors under this program would be exempt from paying minimum wage. The website offers Mary some matches. People living in foreign countries who would like to spend some time in the United States and earn some money. After some back and forth, Mary interviews a woman named Sophia who lives in Paraguay. Sophia, who grew up in a village, has endured hardships that few Americans can imagine. See how they try to clean it up? She is eager to earn some money so that she can move to her nation's capital city and get some vocational training. A few weeks later, Sophia arrives in Wheeling after taking a one-week training course on American ways. If things don't work out, the agency that runs the website will find a new match for Sophia. This is going to go bad.
So bad, man. She going to get to mistreating Sophia, and Sophia going to knock her ass off.
Why did it beat me a Sophia?
Mm-mm. Yo, that sound like slavery, Doug. Like, for real, that just sound like we need somebody to work these fields. Let's go get them. You know what I'm saying? Nah, bruh. That's too much.
My immigrant just gonna record me, though. Like, my videos. They gotta know how to edit.
Yo, just hold this camera steady. You know what I'm saying? And you gonna get this money, man.
That's crazy. Well, it's time to do my poem.
No, before we do the poem.
Uh-oh. What we got?
Talk about your boy Troy Ave.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Did you hear the interview?
Must be two sides. Yep.
What did you think?
I think he trying to play both sides.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
Like, first he was tough and heartless, and he was all, like, his earlier interviews, it was the streets this.
Yeah. Yeah, streets this, streets that, yeah.
Now, when it's his turn to tell, all the streets is a fairy tale.
Yeah. And how many times have we said that? Mm-hmm. Everybody want to be a gangster till it's time to do gangster shit.
Yep.
Like, you, like, and like, we have to think that, yo, man, we got you on tape.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting and chasing somebody. Shooting into a crowd and chasing somebody. You're going to jail. You in New York with an unregistered gun and you shooting into a crowd.
Wait, you're going. How is he even out, though, right now?
Probably out on bond.
But why would they give him bond after seeing that footage?
Yo, you still got the right to due process. You know what I'm saying? As long as he didn't kill nobody.
But they could have still called him a threat to society. Especially if you're not supposed to have no guns in New York.
Yeah, hey, I know, bro. But like, again, money talk, man. If they gave him a $2 million bond and he got the money for it, they got to let him go.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But you're going to jail. After that video, you're going to jail. So how do you cut down some of that jail time? Mm. You tell on the next nigga.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And man, did we all just stop caring about Tax Stone?
I heard Tax Stone in an interview the other day.
Oh, when he was talking about Vlad?
No, when he was some dude got a podcast and he called from the jail.
Yeah.
And they did an over the phone interview.
Yeah, that's the one where he was asking the question about Vlad.
Did he? I don't remember Vlad.
Yeah, he's asking about, he's like, yo, do you think Vlad's cooperating with the district attorney or whatever? He's like, yo, man, Vlad's a civilian, man. He ain't got nothing to do with that.
Oh, I think I did hear that.
Yeah. But yeah, so, like, I understand he killed your man, so you want to do something about that. But you can't be, I'm a street nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And out here writing the songs about you testifying against people.
Yeah.
Like, yo, that was fucked up.
Yo, yeah. And you see how he tried to flip the scenario? Like, he was like, if somebody came in here and killed Charlamagne, and they said, you did it, Envy. Man, but that's a stranger, though. Like, yeah, y'all knew each other.
That's a stranger, and Envy ain't never been up on no gangster shit.
And y'all was two street dudes with beef.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be in the streets, bro. That's what you say. Mm-hmm. That's what you rap about. That's what you know what I'm saying? Every time we talk to you, mm-hmm. it's the same shit. I'm a real nigga. I'm a real street nigga. Okay, well, it don't seem like that now.
Because I always, like, you already know where I always been on what Envy said. I'm telling. Yep.
I'm telling. It's for real. I'm not doing no time for nobody, son.
So if some come out, y'all going to be like, oh, he already told us. He was going to tell.
Yo, man, ain't out there snitching. No, he ain't. Ain't out there doing what he said he's going to do.
Yeah. It's going to be a podcast, a book, a rap song, telling on everybody.
Yo, that's the realest nigga out. he said he's doing what he said he was going to do.
Y'all going to be mad at me because I did everything but one of them. Like, oh, he ain't put the rap song out, though, tell
him. You know what I'm saying? See? See? He ain't put no song out, though.
I think, I don't know why Charlamagne didn't show up, though, because the first time he came back after the Tax Stone, Charlamagne was there, right?
Yeah. Nah, he said he don't like the kid energy, so he wasn't gonna be in there for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the no snitching thing, man, is done.
Yeah, that's done.
Like, yo, I've been reading shit. They say like them real street niggas is snitching too.
Wait, like, was Tax Stone talking about that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Cause I heard an interview. I think it was Tax Stone. They talking about snitching. Or maybe it wasn't him, but they was talking about, man, they called it, there was another name for it.
Oh, the raccoon shit.
Yeah, raccoon.
Yeah, they say, yo, nigga, them tough niggas snitching, because if you say something about it, nigga, they'll shoot you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What was that from?
It was the Joe Budden podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, yo, that's real, son, like. And, yo, they were saying, like, yo, everything we do, well, everything these young cats do, man, they put on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times we done seen the dudes do the Facebook Live after they done committed a crime and shit?
Yeah.
Or do the crime on Facebook Live. Like, yo, they don't care, man. Like, yo, that's just what they do. Like, I'm going to do whatever I want. If you say something about it, then I'm going to tell on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that no snitching shit is dead, dog.
But if you want to be honest, no snitching really never, it never was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yo, you watch these crime shows.
Yeah.
Put them in the box, B. Oh, they telling.
Who was like the biggest dudes, like Alpo and all them?
Yeah, oh, yo, every nigga from Harlem's a snitch. Yo, yo, Alpo, Frank Lucas, Nicky Barnes, yo, like all of them, dog. Every nigga that was snitching. Yo, every nigga was a big dude in Harlem, man, is a snitch.
Even the mafia dudes are snitching.
Snitching, yo, what's his name? Sammy the Bull. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Henry Hill.
Yeah. They was all snitching. Everybody, man, people been snitching from the beginning of time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, no snitching was just for niggas that don't do no crime. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, even the slaves told on my man who led the revolt.
Oh, yep. Nat Turner, yep.
Nat Turner got snitched on, man. They all been snitching forever.
Snitching is snitching.
That's why 50 Cent got shot for snitching. He had a whole song about what everybody was doing.
Yeah. Hey, man.
The Ghetto Quran.
That's what it be. Yo, like, yo, we just came up on something real, son. Yeah, y'all niggas ain't never not missing this.
It was just something cool to say.
Say, yo, say this sound good, man.
Man, that's crazy.
Yo, like, you ever watched My Name is Earl?
Nah.
Okay. So this is one episode of My Name is Earl. Earl, all right, the premise of the show is this guy, he was a dirtbag, won the lottery, and got hit immediately by a car.
Dang.
So he's in the hospital to watch the show, and it's like, if you do good things happen to you. So he changes his entire life. He made a list of all the bad stuff he did. He's going through his life trying to fix it, right?
Uh-huh.
So somebody, now he's a civilian. These dudes stole his brother's car.
Uh-oh.
So he went and told the cops. Everybody in the town turned their back on him.
Dang.
Like, yo, you a snitch. We don't rock with snitches, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going through trying to get the car back and shit. So he go to the cops again. The cop reach in his drawer and pull out like a toy to give it to him. And then he went back and started noticing everybody in the town had a toy from this drawer. So everybody was snitching. But they didn't know, you know what I'm saying? But when they find out somebody was actually, they knew somebody was snitching, then they turn their back on it. So it's the same fucking thing.
Yep.
Everybody out here snitching, but we going to chastise you until you find out that I'm doing it.
Dang. That's like when dudes come out talking about gay people and find out they gay.
Yo, you remember on The Sopranos, man, when he was like, they didn't want to fuck with Junior because Junior out here eating pussy, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was like, yo, if you eat pussy, you'll suck a dick. And she was like, well, what about when you're in jail? Oh, you get a pass for that. Nigga, no, you don't.
Oh, that's crazy.
like, yo, man, cats only, they make up shit in their mind the way they want it to be, son.
Yep.
Like, yo, I can justify anything the way I want it to be.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy, son. But yeah, man, Troy Ave out here snitching.
Yo, I seen that movie, The 15 to 17 to Paris.
Yeah.
Oh, dog, they shouldn't have used the actual people that was involved in that.
The actual dudes?
Yeah, they used the actual, and I thought they was all military. Two of them, one was in the, one was something, Army or something. The other dude was Air Force. Man, the other dude was just in college. He wasn't even in the military.
Oh shit.
And they went over to Paris. They was going over like a, they was going on like an excursion, like all these different places.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to Paris, and that's where the terrorists, they encountered the terrorists.
Yeah, he's getting to bomb some shit, right?
No, he's about to shoot. He had like over 300 rounds.
Oh, shit.
And he was about to let everybody have it on that train. And, man, they hyped it up. They had, like, when he, when dude ran, well, I don't know. People probably want to watch it. But, you know, like, when every time I read something that's supposed to be true, which it was, everything happened like it did, but there's a few things that didn't, a few big things that didn't happen.
Yeah, they put some little stank on it.
Yeah. But the movie, since you know it was a true story and what was going to happen, they kind of got a pass. That's how they making so much money.
Yeah.
But that acting was terrible.
So they used the actual guys that did it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they can't act.
Dog. Like, you know, like when you watch a movie and people be like, the acting, I'd be like, man, y'all like reading too far.
Yo, you know, saying, what are y'all talking about?
Yeah, like it ain't that serious. Yo, I see what people be saying. Yeah. Yo, it was so bad. I'm like, come on, man. Like, y'all didn't edit this out.
Yo, you just going to keep looking at the camera, huh?
Yeah. Especially, yo, the black dude, he was the worst.
Yo, just gonna say his lines too. Okay, just gonna keep your mouth moving. All right.
Duh, it was no emotion. I'm like, these dudes knew each other since they was little, and it looked like they knew the like. It looked like they knew the camera was on. Like people who don't normally be recording.
Yeah.
And you see that red light? That's how they was acting the whole time.
It fuck you up, yo.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. They lucky it's a true story.
Shit, they're looking like a black exploitation movie and shit.
Oh, they had the worst actors ever. Then they just kept it going with the worst actors ever. The gym teacher in the school, oh, it was trash.
Yo, we gotta get everybody bad to make them look good.
Yeah, that's what they probably was thinking.
Yes, you know, you just ruined that movie for everybody.
Yeah, they're gonna be watching the actor like,
man, this shit is terrible.
Yo, but he got me hyped though in that scene where he was like, yo, I'm about to go to the, he wanted to be a paratrooper, and his boy's like, yeah, whatever. And he's like, what, you don't believe in me? He was like, dog, you don't do nothing you say you gonna do. Plus,
damn,
he was like, plus you mad overweight, like how you gonna be a paratrooper? Yo, my man got busy. He had me wanting to run out the theater and run some laps.
Yo, I'm more impressed with his man. Like, yo, that's your man for real. Yo, like, look, man, you ain't shit, all right? It's going to take a lot of work. Are you willing to do that? Yo, that's your man, son.
Yo, my man had a list in his head, too. Like, you said you was going to do this. You did it for 2 days and quit. You said you was going to do this.
You been thinking about this for a minute.
My man read the list down to him.
Damn.
Got my man hype. My man went nap joint, lost 30 quick.
Yo, that's what your man do, yo. He shit on you, but it motivates you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Y'all ready for this poem?
It's poem.
Aunt Delorean. Poetry Corner in the Sound. This poem is inspired by Valentine's Day and is simply called Be Mine's Valentine's. Be mine's, my sweet Valentine's, with no gifts. I can give you time and sweet lines, but buying chocolates and teddy bears crossing the line. Ain't no breaking through like Zeke rookie year Dallas D-line. $200 dates will seal your fate when rent's due and it's all on you. She on to the next dude and you boo-boo de-fool. Who knew? Eyes did. Better take my advice and lock up your wallets like a chastity device. Thank you. Thank you.
Strange.
That's for the fellas out there, man.
Boo boo the fool.
Yo, better lock the wallets, man. It's getting real out here.
Yeah, man.
Yo, Valentine's was kind of lackluster this year, though. Yeah,
it was. It really was, man. Yo, like I put up some bullshit, you know, mm-hmm. and yo, they didn't got on the board with our way of thinking, man. Like, yo, fuck Valentine's Day.
Yo, I see. It was getting so bad. I just kept seeing the same person post stuff like, is anybody else going to contribute?
Yeah, like, nah, B. They like, done with that.
Instagram was light.
Yeah.
Facebook light. Normally you get everybody's little gifts and chocolates.
Yeah, nah, man. They ain't doing that no more, son.
Ooh.
And yo, and you know it's real because it's tax season, son.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their money up and they ain't bought nothing, boy.
Ooh.
Might be over for y'all, man. Free rides is over.
We got Black Panther tomorrow. Oh, I can't wait.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, no, that's tomorrow. It come out tomorrow.
Come out on the 16th. Tomorrow's the 15th.
No, it come out. They always come out on a Thursday. See, you ain't a movie dude like that.
I am not.
So even like the release date is the 15th. They always come out the day before.
Oh, okay.
So I had to get my ticket in the crowded theater. And the way I got my seat is not the last one, but the one over from the last one.
On the back row?
No, it's in the, I got it like in the front, not in the front, but like in the middle.
Okay.
On the bottom.
Where the little split at be, where people still be walking through and shit.
Where they got the handicap, but then they got two seats on the side.
Yeah.
So I'm putting somebody in a bad position if they try to buy the ticket.
Why? Oh. Yeah, you're going to be there next to me.
Yo, I'm going to be heated if somebody buy that seat on the end. Like, what you doing, dog?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up, man? It's two seats. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get this one.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the only one going to the movies by themselves, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, don't come up in here, man.
I'm going to be heated, man.
Hell yeah.
I know somebody going to do it. It's going to be the last seat left. And they gonna slide right in.
Are you going to it wearing one black glove?
No.
Yo, you gotta get a black glove, a leather jacket, and a beret, son.
And a beret.
Like, yo, you gotta go to a Black Panther to death, me.
Yo, I'm mad people really thought it was a movie about the Black Panthers, though.
Yo, I'm mad that they started a website about it.
Oh, and
they
was, man.
And they was tight. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yo, I was about to join that group, but I was like, man, I ain't got time for this.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know you're going to get in there and act foolish, man. Yep.
I was like, you know what? Yo, people really, like a whole bunch of black people joining that joint, though.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. But, we gonna go ahead and get on to this or that.
Oh yeah!
I got some doozies. You ain't got none, huh?
I got one.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and get yours out of the way.
All right. You gonna eat out Rosalind Sanchez, but it's guaranteed. She gonna fart in your face. Or you get a blowjob from J-Lo while she's taking the only shit, bruh.
Man, Rosa Sanchez all day.
Yeah, I gotta take that fart to the face, B.
That's my wife.
No, you know what? I'm gonna take that J-Lo, man. Cause I feel like her dookie smell like roses.
Really? That's what we do?
Yo, just anything coming out of that thing got to be good, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. So and she looked like she courtesy flush and spray a lot. So I'm gonna go ahead and take that J-Lo blowjob, son.
So we just gonna ignore that J-Lo picture with no makeup?
Oh, I care nothing about that.
Look like a 14-year-old hard Brooklyn boy.
She got that ass, son.
That's crazy. Well, thank you for Rosalind.
Fart face.
Fart face. No, she did an enema before, so we straight.
Oh no.
Alright, this or that. A mouth the size of a bird or your legs like a flamingo?
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Oh man! So I got a beak. I can't sit in chairs.
No, flamingos got the long joints.
Yeah, but they knees is on backwards. They bent back.
Oh yeah.
Yo, give me them flamingo legs, man.
Yo, you gonna get beat up by toddlers. All you gotta do is push you over. You done. One kick to the leg, you falling.
Yo, you know how long it's gonna take you to eat anything?
Yo, you gonna wear pants like back in the '90s. Big baggy joints trying to compensate.
You know what I'm saying? Looking weird as shit, yeah. But I feel like I can bend my legs back and suck my own dick though, so I won't
need
them.
Whoa. Wait, why you gonna do that?
I don't know. It just seemed like a something a backward knee nigga do.
I just wanted you to explain so I could take it to the sound bite. Yo, my mouth might be the size of a bird beak, but I'm gonna be mad fit because I can't eat that much. I'm gonna be pecking at the sandwich.
Yeah, you're gonna be malnutrition, me.
Malnutrition.
Right, man.
All right. Slapped by a beaver's tail in the face or ran by a bull with horns?
Oh, man, give me that beaver tail.
What? Boy, you're gonna have a concussion for 10 years.
Yo, you think you ain't about to be dead from this bull?
Duh, I've seen people get ran by bulls and keep it pushing.
See, we ain't never seen nobody get slapped by a beaver.
Exactly. You're going to be messed up. So I'm taking my chances with the bull.
We don't know what it's going to do, man.
Because the bull, like, that, it's not guaranteed the horns going to hit me.
Even if the horns don't hit you, the impact is going to fuck you up.
Yeah, but you, them little dudes be getting back up quick.
No, we see them get back up from adrenaline. We don't see them 2 hours later dead in the corners.
He said 2 hours later. Plus, he might, dog, you taking a direct, you must never heard a beaver slap with that tail.
Yeah,
nah, I think you need to research that.
I don't travel in beaver circles.
Boy, you gonna be like that lady who wake up with different accents.
Hell no, nah, let me see if I can Google a beaver slap.
Yo, I'm telling you, them beavers. Yo, if you hear a slap the water, it sound like a Titanic just dropped out the sky in the water. Them beavers ain't no joke.
Beaver, they gave me beaver tails like it's some kind of sandwich or something.
Beaver tail slap. Let me see what I get. Ooh. Beaver, pissed off beaver slaps tail over and over again. All right, I'm about to get this to the people right here. So they can hear it.
Why is this video 2 minutes long?
Oh, you can't really hear the impact on this video.
Goddamn water, beaver.
I know. Why the hell is it in the water? Let me get a beaver on land.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The beaver about to come at you, dog.
Oh, my God. Dude, that shit is violent.
Yeah.
Yo, get out the water.
Take that mad beaver, B.
Yo, I still at it.
All right. We should try this in real life. We should get a beaver to.
No, we shouldn't.
Why not, man? I do it for the cast, man.
Attack. Attack of the 80-pound beaver.
Yeah. You gonna slap.
Yo, that beaver big as shit.
He gonna slap you in the next week.
Yo, this shit like a pig, B. Yo, his tail is mad wide, too.
You have a beaver print on your face.
For real, yeah. You have a beaver concussion and shit.
All right, I got the next one.
All right.
You got to kiss Tom Brady like you kiss his son?
No.
Or you got to kiss Flavor Flav's toes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Damn, so this is terrible, man. Yo, can I plead the fifth on this one? Yo, man, I got to go for break. Pretty sure Flavor Flav's feet is covered in crack and shit.
Man, I'm kissing Flavor Flav's toes, man.
Oh, man.
Man, that kiss was mad long with Brady and his son.
Yo, it was very uncomfortable.
Yo, why his son stuck his whole mouth in Tom Brady's mouth? That was crazy.
Damn.
They can't do it.
Oh, man.
All right, last one. Would you rather a racist call you a nignog or a niggardly nig?
I'm going to go with neither one off top, right? But I don't know what a nignog is.
Creative niggardly.
A creative racist?
Yeah.
You know, niggardly, I know there's a definition of that. So I'd rather be called niggardly than a nignog.
Yeah, I'm going to go a niggardly nig. Because nignog sound wild disrespectful.
Yo, that's crazy racist.
Dude, man, just yo, I might have to. Yo, I need a racist to email us a voicemail saying nignog and niggardly nig, so we can hear how they sound
and see which one hurts my soul more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Damn nignog. Oh god, damn. Yeah, man. Yo, I'm gonna have to fight you.
Yo, and say it with that, you know, bring that energy, that racist energy.
Yeah, racism. Say it like you're in a room by yourself.
Email that to forgetthatyo@gmail.com straight from your phone. I don't know if racists have phones, though.
Yeah, they do.
I need one with a southern accent that spits tobacco. Hey, Nick Dog.
Goddamn dip.
Yeah, hey, you gotta have that dip in your mouth. You got anything else?
Let me check my notes.
Note? What note?
Nah, that one ain't good. Nah, I'm good.
All right, y'all. ForgetThatYo@gmail.com. ForgetThatYo on Twitter. ForgetThatYo on Instagram. Leave us some reviews on iTunes so we can move up the charts. Subscribe to the show. Tell a friend, cousin, uncle, grandma, anybody in the hospital. Yo, take your friend's phones, write a review. Just put some, you know what I'm saying, put some quick words. Bam.
And, and shout out to Megan, man. She gave me my phone yesterday. And she was like, okay, you got this on your phone. You got it on your shirt and on your wristband. What is it? So I had to tell her what it was.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And yo, by the time y'all hear this, I'll be headed to Wakanda. When you going?
Probably Saturday.
Well, like the first showing or at night?
I'll probably go during the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't deal with you colored folks after 5.
You nignogs. And we out.
Peace.
Any other show. Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
I ain't never raped a man, but it's something about that dude.
This is anti-hesitation. It's a real nigga celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the gray pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platforms to explain it. He frustrated so he get faded. But deep down inside he know you can't fade him. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparations. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
My whole life. box. Boxing homies, 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I'd get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, given to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Ams. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we cool from dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like hate. If it ain't congratulating, it look like what Nip said.
Hold up.
La. This ain't entertainment. It's four niggas on a slave ship. These songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lock us behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple mil, tore the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 in Reebok classes. Ran a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have it. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication, 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 dedication. It's dedication.